KLO, 1690 AM, Montreal.
Procedure News. I'm Danny Aubry. Christine Fréchette was officially elected on Sunday to be the new leader of the Coalition Avenir Québec and will soon be Quebec's new premier. The victory makes Fréchette the second leader ever of the Coalition Avenir Québec, replacing its founding leader, François Legault. Within her first news conference, Fréchette stated that as premier, she intends to focus on addressing rising expenses, such as housing and groceries within the province. She also stated that she wants to bring people together, but also acknowledges that the CAQ is facing difficult times as the party has slipped in the polls in recent months. The next election for provincial leadership is set to take place in October. The Public Health Agency of Canada continues to investigate the Salmonella outbreak linked to pistachios 1 year after the first recorded infection. They stated on Monday that salmonella-related illnesses have been reported as recently as last month. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has published dozens of recalls for various pistachio brands, such as Dubai Chocolate, Trail Mixes, and Raw Kernels. Illnesses have been recorded in six Canadian provinces, including Quebec, Ontario, and British Columbia. 26 people have been hospitalized, and 189 salmonella-related illnesses have been recorded since the outbreak first began in March 2025. Veteran stage, television, and film actor John Nolan passed away late last week of natural causes. Born in Kent, England in 1938, he started his career performing in stage productions with the Richmond Theatre Royal Court Company and the Royal Shakespeare Company. He later appeared in TV shows such as The Prisoner, Had Lee, and Shabby Tiger, but was best known for portraying John Greer in Person of Interest. He is also credited for starring in the films Dunkirk and Following, and for portraying Wayne Enterprises board member Douglas Fredericks in both Batman Begins and The Dark Knight Rises. John Nolan is survived by his wife Kim, two children, and two grandchildren. He was 87 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news.
Good morning. You're listening to Everything Everywhere here on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sophie, and typically on Everything Everywhere, I have a theme every week that is somewhat anthropological, somewhat relating to the human experience. And today I'm kind of doing a part two of a theme I've already done before. And quite frankly, I did it like a month or two ago, so somewhat recently. And the only reason I'm repeating it is because I have been kind of studying for it for an exam I have today. I have to like sit down and write an essay in my sociology of culture class. And one of the options we had to pick from like a list of articles was about genre again. And so I'm going to just chat a little bit about genre. If you can't already tell from my voice, I'm a little bit sick. I've got a little bit of a cold, which is so unfortunate because I'm flying home at like 8 a.m. tomorrow to BC for a couple weeks. And I've had all my exams this week. I've just been, yeah, sick as a dog. So I don't know how much talking I'll do today, but I'll try to break down a little bit of what I've been reading. It's pretty cool. And play kind of a wide variety of music. Kind of starting off the hour, I have some ambient and easy listening stuff from Japan. I've got two artists to play. I wasn't really involved, but in our CJLO like group chat, there was a minor discussion about easy listening because I think someone found a CD that had a little message from a few years ago that was like, oh, this is too easy listening. But a lot of people seem to agree that easy listening is like is just a great genre. And I haven't personally really explored what that, like, I mean, it's in the name. It's, I guess, easy to listen to. It's probably very accessible to a wide range of audiences. But I hadn't really like done a dive into that like specific scene of music. And so, I mean, I was on Rate Your Music, the website. Shout out Paul from Trawling the Megahertz for putting me on. But yeah, they had their own like category for it. And I found this Japanese artist, Haruomi Hosono. And this album, Tropical Dandy, I was on my balcony in the sun yesterday listening to it. And it was just so lovely. Like, it was just, I don't know, very good album for like when summer is kind of creeping in and everyone is starting to be happy again. Yeah, anyway, so that's going to be the second song that I play. The first one is more ambient. It's by Gino Yamashiro Gumi. It's off of his album Ecophony Rene. And so this track is called Ecophony Rene 3, Dark Slumber. So maybe a little bit of a dark, sinister vibe here, but it was really, really nice. And I think it leads... It starts the morning off really nice. I'm trying to work on easing the listeners into my playlist because, I mean, I'm already awake when I get here, but people tuning in might still be a little sleepy. So I'll start the morning off with some ambient and easy listening. So first up, here is Ecophony Rene 3, Dark Slumber. Thank you.
Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country, like ours, are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CJLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
Stay tuned to CJLO 1690, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon, for Montreal's most diversified gospel show, Gospel Unlimited. Join Ray, Tanisha, and Curtis as they take you on a musical journey and share stimulating conversations along the way. Don't miss it. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon. Gospel Unlimited.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Everything Everywhere, where I have a theme every week that is somewhat anthropological or related to the human experience that I kind of break down through music. And this week's theme is genre, and I guess a part two in parentheses, because I did this theme like maybe a couple months ago. But yeah, I don't know. I read this cool article that was kind of dissecting more of like a sociological definition of genre. I should also specify that should also note this before we move on, but if you were here before the ads, you heard Ecophony Rene 3 Dark Slumber by Gino Yamashiro Gumi, and then you heard Kino Kaido by Harumi Hosono. And yeah, that's off his Tropical Dandy album. Oh my gosh, if you're looking for a summer vibe, you have to check out this album. I had so much fun just listening to that song. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I highlighted which songs played before I moved on. But yeah, this, I don't know, sociological way of defining genre I found really intriguing. I don't know. I have to write an essay on this today, so I haven't even finished reading it. Sorry, but it's my last exam, so, and I'm sick, so yeah, I deserve some leeway. But yeah, they define genre as like these, I'll, I guess, put it in quotes, systems of orientations, expectations, and conventions that bind together an industry, performers, critics, and fans, and making what they identify as a distinctive sort of music. And so they call this boundary work, which I haven't really explored. I haven't explored that concept, but I guess it's somewhat self-explanatory, where like there are these parameters that are drawn around what it, like what kind of aesthetic norms are like fit into what kind of into a specific genre. And while I haven't, I mean, I feel like I say this all the time, but I still feel like a rookie in my knowledge about not only just like the subgenres, the like vast amount of subgenres that there are out there, but like even just like the typical everyday genres, like I don't know, sometimes differentiating between like a folk album and a rock album can be really hard, but then there's also folk rock. So it's like, okay, I guess you could just like classify that in there, but I don't know. I think a lot there's some people that are more hardcore about it, and I think some people like me kind of just throw the terms around, and as long as you kind of get a sense or a vibe of what those words are trying to convey and what kind of sounds fit into it, I guess that works. At least it does for me. I think there are probably some nerds about it, nerd in the most positive sense, who take this very seriously, and I wholeheartedly respect that. But yeah, I mean, I haven't really pulled out many, like I have all these quotes highlighted, but I haven't strung them together in a cohesive explanatory way to convey to an audience right now, but I will as the show goes along. I feel like I've already been yapping for a little bit here, but I guess keep that definition in mind if you're interested in a sociological definition of genre. Yeah, anyway, if you can't tell, this cold is making me feel so... delirious. I feel very delirious, but I hope it's at least somewhat entertaining. I'm going to move on here, and I'm going to play some more alternative rock. I did this kind of same thing last time because, I mean, I wasn't planning to, but last time I did a show on genre, I had some friends call in, which was so lovely. I've never had anyone call in. It was quite scary. The light in the corner was flashing. Because I guess they don't want the telephone ring to be heard on air. And I was like, why is that light flashing? But no, I had some friends call in and they were like, "What, Sophie, what is your favorite genre? Can you talk about your personal favorite genre right now?" And I was like, oh yeah, I totally can. So I played some Doggone. He's this... I guess up and coming artist, except he's really popular right now. I was looking at his like Spotify stats and he's got hundreds of thousands of monthly listeners, which is so crazy. So he's not super underground, but I I described him as kind of like an offshoot of like this whole new McGee sound. But it's funny because McGee is so influenced by artists like Prince and possibly John Martin, who I just recently discovered, but he's from the UK, and I think he's super influential in like his kind of here I go trying to describe a genre, but dreamy kind of guitar. That might be the only way I can describe it. You'll kind of just have to listen to yourself. And so I feel like he's influencing this whole new like scene of music. I'll talk about scenes a little more later. I know I have some things to say, but they aren't coming to me, and I do want to get some music playing. So I'm going to play Couldn't Love You More by John Martin off of his Glorious Fool album. Then I'm going to play this new artist I just discovered this week from Toronto called Natech. He dropped this new single called When We Get By, and definitely you can hear that McGee influence in there. He's got his own style, which I find really, really awesome. And it's great to have some CanCon in here. So keep an eye out for Natech. And then third, I'm going to play Circles by Allugé, off of their album A Constant Charade, which I haven't listened to fully, but all of the songs I've heard have been wonderful. So all of these kind of have that McGee sound, but all in their own very distinctive way, which you'll see in a second. So I'm going to get us started with John Martin with his song Couldn't Love You More. Enjoy. Yeah.
this boy, can you? Attention's worrying thing. I love too frequently. You got me dry on the inside. All you really gotta do is sit back for your mind for the one time. But you chose to make it hard for us to get by. Ooh, gotta figure out. Help me figure out. Will we get by? Will we get by? Will we get by? Will we get by with love? Will we get by with love? Thinking when I'm wide awake, it's all wrong, you worry about me. You can't be next to me. If you can't feel this boy, can you? Attention's worrying thing. Too
You just heard Circles by L.U.J. Yeah, that's off of his album A Constant Charade, and it's so fun. I feel like it has a bit more like groove and soul than like that typical McGee sound does. So yeah, Circles by LUJ, great track. Before that you heard When We Get by Natek. And then before that you heard Couldn't Love You More by John Martin. I like had, I think, a couple songs already in my playlist by LUJ, but I discovered this track by looking into this playlist that either I found on like Natek's Spotify profile like a few days ago, or he was just featured on it or something, but it was called like If You Like McGee. And so I was like just listening to it, and I found a bunch of really cool artists, but this one really stuck out to me. So I definitely want to listen more. And so following up with that, like, I guess, I don't know. I feel like you could consider this whole like new wave of like the McGee sound as like its own scene. But I was reading up on this article by, what's her name? Jennifer Lena. And she just breaks down these four categories of avant-garde, scene-based, industry-based, and then traditionalist, I guess, overarching categorizations for these like different genres. And so when she's talking about scene-based music, it just like was really familiar to how I guess we at CGLO or just community radio in general kind of operate and relate to music. The way she described a scene was in reference to a community of spatially situated artists, fans, record companies, and supporting small business people. And she goes on to say that these local scenes may be in a communication with similar scenes in distant locales whose members enjoy the same kind of music and lifestyle. Such communities cohere through the exchange of information and music, which is made simpler with the advent of quick, small parcel shipping companies and digital technologies such as the internet. And so, I mean, you could kind of relate that to radio, but I was also like thinking back onto how I find a lot of these like McGee related artists, and there's this, I guess on like Reddit is where I find so many of them, and that's where actually a lot of the artists advertise their own music. So it's not even like fans are the only ones creating the boundaries. It's honestly a huge part of it. I mean, it's fairly obvious, but it's the artists themselves who understand that these are like huge references for their art and their craft and their sound, and advertise themselves in relation to their similarities with other artists. But you can, I think they do still try to differentiate themselves in their own ways, of course. And there's a lot of debate that I see in these subreddits of people being like, oh, this is just a clone, like he's completely ripping him off, or like even down to like the album covers, people get very particular and nitpicky about like I don't know, what they feel like is a ripoff. And I think there is validity in that, those kinds of conversations. I think it's really important that artists do try to find their own styles, but I do also think the whole like clone conversation, people kind of understand it perhaps as like a new phenomenon where they feel as if music is entering this point of like, I don't know how to describe it, but like they feel like it's becoming more stale maybe, or that like new things aren't being reinvented. But I don't think that's true. I do think that is a symptom of like our larger like postmodern culture. However, I do think that like, I don't know, with something like music, I feel like there's just almost this infinite way of producing new sounds and new styles. And I could also be wrong. I mean, music does follow a like traditional structure and pattern most of the time. But people who are simply being influenced by other artists, I don't think is a bad, I don't know, I don't know. I think that's oversimplifying it, but I really appreciate when people have influences and when you can hear them in the music. I think that's a wonderful thing, and I think it shows that like there's a lot of inspiration happening. And I mean, if the lyrics and the concepts themselves are being copied and ripped off, then like, yeah, that those are definitely valid conversations to be having. But when it's just a similar sound, or the guitars are tuned in the same way, but the lyrics and the concepts for the albums and like the personas that these artists are putting on are like unique, I think, then it's like it's great, which is why I'm so interested in like artists who sound like McGee but have their own thing going on, as well as like Dijon and whoever else. But anyway, that's my, I guess, little rant, and I really like that definition of genre. Yeah, I guess continuing with that internet conversation, she goes on to say some scenes are essentially, if not entirely, virtual. Fans, musicians, and critics find each other on the internet through listservs and chat rooms. I don't know what listservs are. But yeah, back to that whole Reddit thing. It's like, this is where a lot of people are discovering their music, and I think that's a wonderful thing. I don't think it should be discredited as this inauthentic way of music discovery just because it's... I mean, you could classify it as word of mouth in that way, even though it's not like in person, it's still like people talking to each other. And I think as long as people are involved in communities and talking to each other, that's great. So I'm going to quit yapping over here. I'm going to play some R&B, and then I'm going to follow it up later into the show with some rap. So I've been on a Cleo Soul kick recently. I don't know. I think when I get sentimental, I need some inspiration, or I need like a pick me up, she's just like an amazing like voice to hear and put on and just kind of like relax to. So I'm going to play Fear When You Fly, which I thought was her most recent single, but she actually has a more recent release that she came out called Nothing Is Impossible With You, but I felt like Fear When You Fly fit more into the vibe of my set list today. But definitely check out her latest release. I think it came out January, so yeah, still about like 4 months ago, but still, hopefully an album is on the way. After that, I have Spice Kick by Montreal artist Maggie Merlin, who, yeah, only discovered like yesterday, but I was really obsessed with this song, so I'm definitely going to check out more of her music. But yeah, first up here is Cleo Soul, Fear When You Fly.
If you see me, I'm a
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passion since 2012.
Do you like bubble baths? Hot cocoa on cold night? Snuggling up with a sweetie and listening to the radio? Well, if you answered yes to at least two of those, might I suggest Advice by the Fireplace, CJLO's number one easy-listening comedy advice talk radio show hosted by me, Delilah Karen. We bring on a guest or two from the Montreal comedy world to answer real advice questions and maybe share a few funny stories along the way. Advice by the Fireplace, every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690. Oh, also, I love you.
You are listening to Everything Everywhere here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. And before the ads, you heard Fear When You Fly by Cleo Soul, as well as Spice Cake by Magi Merlin, which I improperly pronounced as Maggie earlier. I really apologize. But yeah. Great R&B, kind of alternative R&B with that track Spice Cake. But I wanted to move on to some rap here, specifically Montreal local rap. I literally just discovered this album yesterday called Whipology, and it only came out last Friday, so I'm not too late on the bandwagon here, but it's incredible. I don't know. I kind of have an affinity for like that Griselda sound, and you can definitely hear that Griselda influence in there, especially West Side Gun. It's a collab album between Saint Sucre and Greenface, and it's hard to distinguish who's singing. So I'm gonna have to, look into that. But one of them definitely, I don't know, really seems to be inspired by, or just like, just sounds like West Side Gun, like that very notable high-pitched sound in his voice, and I'm just so obsessed with it. The entire album, I mean, I've listened, I think, to about 3/4 of it, like almost the entire thing. I'd say about 80%. And yeah, the production quality is just incredible. I was having a great time listening to it yesterday evening and last night. But the title track is probably my favorite so far. I mean, I also like Tu Push and Collision Frontale, but yeah, it's so cool because I think when I was in high school, in my head I was like, I liked rap and I liked alternative rap, but I was like, oh, I could never, like, I don't think I could ever get on to like the French rap like scene. It's not my thing. I don't like it. But I think once like I discovered artists who like, I don't know, do it well for me, or like are more in my like range of sounds that I like and the production that I like, then I really have been surprised, like pleasantly surprised. So definitely check out Whipology, the album, if you like keb rap and you want to get put on. And if you like Griselda, you'll definitely hear that influence in there. So first up, you're going to hear Whipology. After that, there's a new Mike Schaap album that just released. I only found out this morning, so I haven't listened to the full album. But I listened to a few tracks, and this one sounds, I don't know, like the most up my alley. It's the first track on the album. The album's called Hood Olympics 2, and the first track is called Don't Know. So you hear that. But yeah, this might be the end for me. I mean, it's so funny how I said at the beginning, like, oh, I'm sick, so you probably won't hear much from me today. Meanwhile, like, all my talk spots are like 7 minutes long. So I apologize if you kind of had to sit through that and be like, okay, what is the music playing? But I'm glad I was able to pull through today. I'm going to be in BC for the next couple weeks, so I'm going to have to pre-record some episodes, but that means you might hear from some guests back home. I'm hoping I can chat with some people who aren't able to come all the way out to Montreal, people who are near and dear to my heart, who might have their own songs they want to play, stuff they want to chat about. So while I'll be physically away from the station in the next couple weeks, you'll definitely still be hearing some new stuff from me and possibly from others. So definitely pop back in next Thursday at 9 a.m. I'll be on the airwaves. But yeah, thanks for listening to Everything Everywhere. I chatted a little bit about genre today. Might end off the track with some Taiwanese folk, so you might have a switch up of vibes. We will see if I have enough time, but yeah, first up here is Whipology by Saint-Sucré and Green Bass.
Ultime concentration, encore une fois, mesdames et messieurs. Tout le monde dans la salle, mettez vos mains dans les airs. Oui, bien sûr. C'est la magie comme magie, c'est l'encore pour schmuck. New cell phone, viens avec un vlog nouveau. C'est un movie, c'est une série, mais match, c'est pas nouveau. J'ai bloqué tous vos cerveaux, le troisième est comme Boruto. En direction vers le bouffe, j'ai pris un aller simple. Il veut le schmuck sur ma montée 4 et 20. Le plug, je le blast up, puis il cache ses gains. Il bâche le fish, il chope la brique comme caché gain. On change le vibe, le petit compte 5 saisons. Pour moi, clash, je suis un pif, je pas mon dingue, je fonce. Toi derrière les bords, me posais plein de questions. Avec le seul dans le ciel, c'est comme une inception. Regarde le ciel, il demande pardon, sa Bible. J'ai même pas sorti l'album et puis je t'annonce la suite. J'suis absent, mais même quand j'suis pas là, elles sont jamais kiss. On dirait qu'à bien plein la façon cassée. Live là dans ma tête, j'habitais le bouffe magique. Bien quand j'fouche le whip, j'fais mon jog assis. Tellement d'albums, ils veulent signer pour toute la vie. Ils pensent que tout est Gucci, c'est fait pour Shiesty. J'en fais le voix en ville de stack quand j'fais de mon rap shit. Mon rap est mieux que le EA sans skip de pratique. En cas de fumée, puis la pop, on paye le batterie. Toi, c'est un peu plus big que le pip dans chaîne de poitrine. J'garde un pack de cheese, ma masse, ça devient coco avec le green. Ils ont abandonné leur flow à la garderie. I'm sloppy top dans le whip, comme si ça me rajeunit. Fais mon four au grill, afin de me sentir comme la stupide. Me sens comme le Père Noël, j'ai porté un sac. Bisous la zone. sol pour décorer le strap. Oh le bas mon papier comme si j'ai un bac. Les panoplies pour copier, ça c'est un flex.
Les rappeurs restent weak, même en se forçant fort. Supporte le sucre comme une canne, le rhum sans fort. Déjà break, deux albums dans le char. Dans le street, plein de speed bumps, pis on bosse encore. Belly little bitch, est hypocrite. Pas prête pour ce monde, you ain't never seen a lady with a stick. So many weak rappers wanna fuck, I started wearing condoms. Couple shots got you locked up, and I ain't talking about your drinking problems. À ce qui paraît, je rappe mieux quand je suis sous. Toi, quand t'es sous, tu bandes plus mou, pis tu te demandes, t'es rendu où? C'est pas impressionnant du tout. J'suis un petit Christ, mais j'suis le student le plus performant du school. Tant que le money pile up, j'pense c'est clair, j'lance éclair. Tu prends tes light strokes, stripper latina. Toi t'es pas dans ces bails-là. C'est rookie pourri stupid, avec leur tout petit bout d'ig fourmi tout big. C'est à se demander qu'est-ce qu'il fait avec elle. Les groupies se nourrissent quand le sein spit comme du lait maternel. J'parle pas de poulet quand j'dis qu'ils prennent paquet d'elle. Dog, c'est le dopeness qui t'a poussé vers moi. Bah j'ai du blanc pis du beige comme un bouvier bernois. Je les écoute pis c'est tellement mauvais que je comprends pourquoi ce qu'ils racontent est vraiment pas vrai. Chaque nouvel ange devrait me prendre en main. Je les entends se plaindre, attends je m'en viens avec l'enfant saint. J'entre en scène avec 130 joints, t'as juste une vie, prends-en soin. La vie d'artiste laisse des cicatrices mais tant que le pansement tient, on avance lentement, style on dépasse l'entendement. Les gars commencent à value freedom dès qu'ils rentrent en dedans. Le green tire avec sa plume, t'entends pan pan pan. Pull up quick, tu paniques, dû au manquement de temps. T'as pas pu te préparer, tu vas réparer tes blessures séparées. Les squares sont égarés parce qu'il y a des rimes au pied carré. T'es à chier, j'pense ça vaut même pas la peine. Tu vas juste enfoncer, and it ain't gonna help. Plus tard, ils vont payer cher pour ma ceinture de flèche. Je couche mon pain sur le texte avec la main sur le chest. Green.
Sophie from Everything Everywhere just popping in to say the last minute of this show will be played with Olive Tree by Shiyu. You'll hear about half the song, but enjoy. Have a great Thursday. Thank you.
CJLO.